Hi, this is Mike Barone of stmichaelspod.com, and I'm glad to have you back again for a shorter, happier version of stmichaelspod.com. Just going to do a real quick podcast here on something I think is kind of interesting. You may not find this interesting, but I think it is. So I'm going to drag you along with me on this one, and hopefully by the end of it, you'll think it's interesting as well. Let's go talk a little bit about the development of a song. Before it goes into a studio and how you can do different things to it as it goes along. First thing I wanted you to do is just take a listen here to a very crudely recorded home recording of a tune. It's called Beware the Dogs. It was done by myself and a good friend of mine, Neil Havener, and actually a couple other guys that were in our early rendition of our band at the time, and we were once called Oswald and the Herringbones, but I think at the time we were called something even more goofy like Night Sky or Deadwood or Driftwood or some strange thing like that. Anyway, this is a song called Beware the Dogs, and just listen to the crude recording of it and how it went at the time. This was recorded in Neil's basement in the early 80s. Okay. Going to listen to a version of it that was recorded years later in Norman's basement. We were kind of in our Police phase back then. We thought the Police were really great. We were trying to do something that sounded kind of like them, which this sounds nothing like. All right, Beware the Dogs. Second version.
Have some time before tonight. the dogs. For they'll take your life from you. And fear the dogs. They're stealing all those too. And fear the dogs.
Anyway, I wanted you to hear a little bit now about a little bit further recording of it. We did this again in a 12-track studio, I believe it was, reel-to-reel. And this was when the band had formed quite a bit further. And we had Tom Boyer playing bass and keyboards. We had Norman Hicks in there for a while. We had Steve Sims on drums. We had myself. And, of course, Neil was always there all along. And this is a version of it we did for our homemade album that we did. We'll give a listen to that now. Up in heaven above, I just know that there are. Okay, notice how all of the recording properties and the production values were much higher that second time around. That third time around. Now, this third version of this is actually a little tune we did, the same song, Beware the Dogs, but we decided we were going to sort of trade it up a little bit, and we were going to make it a little more jazzy, and we were going to make it about the 1988 Cleveland Browns, which were one of our favorite teams. Notice how all of the all the meanings in the song have changed, as well as a lot of the words, obviously. It's a little bit stilted, but I think you'll enjoy this. It's kind of fun, okay? Check this out. This is for the 1988 Cleveland Browns. It's called Beware the Dogs.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Cleveland Stadium, where we have a capacity crowd and a grueling matchup between these modern-day gladiators.
And you know, Bernie is starting, and he's looking good, but more importantly, the dogs are barking, and they mean business. The open end of the field is looking like a kennel with the dog pound already smelling a victory.
And although both offenses are tough, the defense has got to be the key to this game. I've got one thing to say to the fans of the opposition. Beware the dogs.
Cleveland way, there is a team, some say they have a mighty line. These men are oh so fine, and they will force the ball, no matter what the call, and then they'll bring you down in a blur of orange and brown. When the mist is cleared and your eyes defog, you'll find you ask yourself, hey, was that man or dog? Until you hear the howl and you feel the fight, and you'll know in your mind, you're gonna lose this fight. Beware the dogs.
No question about it, the most important factor in the game today has been the performance of the rabid Cleveland fans in the dog pound.
They really ignite this team, and today, they've set the defense on fire.
You'll see Minifield and Dixon, too, with their angry eyes. They're coming after you in their canine leer. You won't see any fear, you know your number's up, and this is Cleveland's year. Beware the dogs, they'll take the fall from you, yeah. Beware the dogs, they'll put your lights out too, yeah. Beware the dogs, they'll steal your life from you, yeah. Beware the dogs, they'll steal your loved ones too, yeah. Beware the dogs, they grow so bold.
and they're Super Bowl bound. We just know that they are.
We're here in Cleveland Stadium in overtime, and it's a tie ball game. It's been an exhausting day for both teams. The Browns' Dolphs defensive squad has played brilliantly, but they're in a tough spot here. Their opponents have rallied. They're in Browns territory, and no question about it, they're knocking on the door. And here's the snap. They're going to the air. He's dropping back. The ball is up. Coverage is tight. It'll be up for grabs. And it's intercepted. Cleveland has the football. And he's off and running. He has the protection. He could go all the way. He's shaping one tackle, now another. He's reversing his field. Oh, there's a crucial block. He has open field across the 50, the 40, the 30, 25, 20. He's all alone and home free. Touchdown! The Browns have won it!
Beware the dogs! Beware the dogs!
Well, that was us. That was Oswald and the Herringbones doing the Cleveland Browns version of Beware the Dogs in 1988, and that was devoted to that particular team that we loved and really had hoped had gone all the way. Unfortunately, not like the song, they did not make it to the Super Bowl that year, and we're still hoping, we're still praying. We believe in our heart of hearts that the Cleveland Browns could be God's favorite team. I mean, think of it this way. How long were the Israelites in the desert? 40-some years? 40 years, I mean. How long have we been outside of the Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns? Definitely 40 years and more. So we're praying, we're hoping that someday that's going to really happen for us. I hope you found this particular podcast enjoyable. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon again. This is Mike Barone heading out from stmichaelspod.com. God bless you.
There's a crucial block. He has open field across the 50, the 40, the 30, 25, 20. He's all